In the name of Jesus, who is Lord over every authority. Amen. Come out! Jesus stood there yelling at the grave. We had been with Jesus for a while now, and we had seen a lot of crazy things, but this probably was the most absurd thing of all. It had started days before. Jesus had received message from his good friends that one of his friends, Lazarus, was sick. Sick in a real bad way. And they were urging Jesus to quickly come to Lazarus' rescue. Jesus, however, told us, he said, this sickness that Lazarus has isn't fatal. We don't need to worry. In fact, he told us, Lazarus is just sleeping. So we thought, why do we even need to go back there, Jesus? Jesus had just stepped out of this region, and by our count, he had almost been killed 4 separate times. And if he were to go help his friend Lazarus, he'd be going right back into the hornet's nest, right back into the belly of the beast. So we told him, if Lazarus is just sleeping, certainly he'll get better on his own. We could just stay here safe. But then Jesus told us, actually, Lazarus is dead. What? You can imagine our confusion. We stayed there for a couple more days, and eventually Jesus decided we're going to go help Lazarus. Thomas, one of us, said, fine, we will go with you. We will go with you and die, Jesus, back into the hornet's nest. And so we all decided we'd go with him. So we headed to help Lazarus and to see his sisters, Martha and Mary. When we got there, we could tell the worst had already happened. Lazarus was long dead. So long dead, they had buried him days before. 4 days, to be exact. The sisters were distraught. And really a tad angry with Jesus. You could hear it as they both approached Jesus with really the same sentiment. Lord, if you had come when we asked, Lazarus could have been saved. Patiently, Jesus said to them, your brother will live again. He will rise again. And the sisters said faithfully, Lord, we know at the end of history, at the end of time, yes, the dead will be raised. But Jesus, now he's dead. He's taken from us for God knows only how long. But Jesus corrected those sisters. He said, no, I am the resurrection and the life. Do you not understand? Whoever trusts in my voice will never die. And the one who trusts in my voice, even if their body dies, they still live. The sisters, as were us, very confused. So Jesus asked to be taken to the grave. Everyone was weeping and crying as we made the procession over to his cave. His grave was cut out of a rock wall, and there was a giant stone sitting in front of it. And there, as everyone was weeping and crying, Jesus was looking around the scene, and we saw something that we hadn't seen much before. Jesus openly wept. People figured that Jesus was weeping over Lazarus's death, but I tell you, in retrospect, I'm not so sure he was crying for Lazarus. I think he was crying for something else. As Jesus surveyed the scene, that's when he gave us one of the most absurd commands we had ever heard. He said to us, remove the stone. The sisters got it. They yelled at Jesus, Lord, he's been dead 4 days. You don't understand what kind of stink is going to come out of that hole. Remove the stone. I don't know why, but we listened. We pulled back the stone and we got out of there, afraid of the gut-wrenching, vomiting smell that we would encounter. Jesus approached the grave and he looked into that hole of darkness. And that's when he yelled, come out! For what seemed like an eternity, we thought Jesus was just insane. Nothing happened. There he was, staring intently into the grave, into this dark, deep black. But he did not take his eyes away from that hole. And neither did I. Neither did any of us. If I hadn't seen it myself, I would have never believed it. But there he came. Lazarus stumbling out of the grave. Completely wrapped from head to toe, unable to see, barely able to move his limbs, Lazarus was stumbling and lurching out of the grave. Our friend, dead 4 days, had heard the voice of Jesus, and here he was, alive. We were so shocked, we just stood there, and there Lazarus stumbled around, and Jesus told us, help him, unwrap him, unbind him. Your brother, your friend, is alive. The shock of this incident made waves throughout the entire region. And the response should have been predictable, but it still surprised us. Jesus calling a man forth out of the grave caused the authorities to double down. They had wanted him dead before, but now they gave a death sentence not only for Jesus, but they wanted Lazarus dead. They didn't want any evidence of this new life, this new reality that transcended everything we understood. They didn't want any evidence of it around. And so the authorities started hunting Lazarus and Jesus, eager that they would ever show their heads again. Come out! Jesus still calls to us today. As Jesus was confronted with Lazarus' situation, remember what he said. Lazarus' sickness is not fatal. But he died. His body died. Yes. But his sickness was not truly fatal. Maybe our whole understanding of what real death is wrong. Backwards, upside down maybe. If Lazarus' ailment that caused his body to completely stop, his brain to shut down, his heart to cease, if that sickness wasn't truly fatal, then what is it that is truly fatal? Previously in Jesus' ministry, physical blindness wasn't real blindness. Physical paralysis wasn't true paralysis. Jesus had gone around healing people of things that seemed irreversible and unable to be overcome. Maybe our whole sense of what to fear, of what really has the last word, is wrong. We say in our world, we say in our culture, there's nothing more certain, nothing more final than death. It is the final voice. Is it? But if death doesn't get the last word, what causes true sickness that can't be healed? What is the true sickness that leads to our deaths? If it's not the decay of our bodies, and we all feel it, even the youth feel it, the decay, the breaking down of the joints, the limbs, the sharpness of the thoughts, if that's not the death to be afraid of, what is it that really causes death? The thing that Lazarus still did, even when he was dead, was listen to Jesus. Because Jesus still spoke to Lazarus, and Lazarus still heard Jesus from beyond the grave, no physical ailment that Lazarus would ever encounter would be final. When Jesus wept that day, he wasn't weeping for Lazarus. Lazarus was still listening. Jesus was weeping for all those gathered at the grave, all those authorities in his world, all of us that have shut our ears to his truth. He wept, not because our bodies are breaking down. He wept because so many in his world, so many in our world, had stopped listening. They had stopped listening to his voice. At every turn in John's gospel, those who listen to the voice and word of Jesus, nothing that stands in their way can stop them. Paralyzed bodies are fixed. Blind eyes are opened. Dead bodies walk out of graves as long as they are listening to the voice of Jesus. No sickness, no ailment of our bodies can truly kill us as long as we are still focused on the voice of Jesus. But there is a sickness that permeates our world that does lead to death. This sickness has so many well, able-bodied people in its grip. It's the sickness of tuning out the voice of Jesus. That sickness leads to a death that is permanent. But no addiction, no struggle, no physical ailment, no pain, abuse, trauma can be not overcome if Jesus speaks his word to you. Nothing can hold you down if you are still listening to his voice. So listen again today. Come out! Come out of whatever is holding you bound. Come out of your addictions and slaveries. Come out of the traumas that are holding you down. come out. Listen to the call of Jesus into a new life. It won't be easy. The world will want to hunt you down. The world will trouble you and persecute you at every turn. But you will have life with Jesus, and nothing, not even the grave itself, will be able to stop you. His voice is life. Can you hear it? Come out, my children. Follow me, and you will live. Amen.